We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would say that we have seen a huge shift from athletes and celebrities, whether it be TV or movie stars, not as much staying in their lane, so to say, anymore, and really becoming involved in the social and political realm. Can you talk about that and the shift that you've noticed within just the past decade or so?
Oh, sure. That's a great question, and frankly, it's one that I don't have an excellent answer to, in the sense that it certainly seems like a broader array of celebrities are coming out and speaking out on politics or social matters. It could also be, however, that we just are more aware of it now with the 24-hour news cycle, with, you know, needing time to fill in all parts of the day, that we're disproportionately paying attention to those kinds of things. There have always been celebrities in politics. Certainly political amateurs do a little bit better than the average Joe once they decide to get into politics. So it could be a perception. That would be something that we'd have to do more systematic analysis into.
So part of what you're saying is that perhaps there are just more ways and perhaps more efficient ways for a celebrity to get their opinion heard?
I think that's absolutely true. There are just more avenues for them to find their time to find an audience. And so I think that some of what we might be seeing is that, you know, we're just paying more attention to it, or there are more outlets for those kinds of things to come out. I don't know that we're actually seeing more celebrities involved. It certainly seems that way. But again, it could be a measure of perception.
Do you think that this is actually common for someone to say, oh, I'm undecided about such and such candidate, but Jay-Z says that they support this candidate, I'm going to go along with what Jay-Z says? Do you think that's actually a common mentality? Do you think it's important for celebrities and the candidates they're endorsing, or do you think that's kind of overplayed?
That's another great question, and my gut instinct is that it's certainly something that might matter at the margins, but I really don't think it would be determinative in the vast majority of cases. I don't think that, you know, that celebrity endorsement is the thing that puts people over the top. It might be sort of another data point that people use, right? Oh, well, this other person who I look to in these other arenas also thinks the way I do, therefore it validates my choice. If somebody is, you know, diametrically opposed to your position and they're a celebrity and they come out in a certain way, I really don't think that we have a tendency toward, you know, switching our views just on the basis of one endorsement.
And then more, on a more local basis, with the Kelly family endorsing Beth Parlato for Congress, it's kind of odd, or at least I haven't seen this too recently, where a local celebrity endorses a local race. You know, you see more of the bigger races, you know, a comedian coming out and supporting Bernie Sanders, or someone, Kid Rock endorsing Donald Trump, stuff like that. So on a local level, that I haven't really seen that too much. Talk about that, and if you think that will impact anything as this race for NY27 gets closer and closer.
Certainly. So I haven't really seen that either. But again, it could be a matter of, you know, what we traditionally pay attention to. We are sort of calculated to look to the national stage, and it's somewhat rare for us to really pay a great deal of attention to the local politics. Kind of a perversion of maybe how things should be, the things that are most directly affecting us, we don't pay the most attention to. So again, it might be a measure of, we just don't hear about these kind of things on a global scale. We hear about them when they happen in our own backyard. That being said, if I were to talk about the conditions under which a celebrity endorsement is going to have an impact, it would be at a much more local level, really just because of information. We have less information about these candidates running for local races, those particularly running for a special election or looking to be slotted into a special election seat. And so that's when we pay more attention to the local endorsements by celebrities.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.